The Hawaii Republican Party endorsed Charles DeJoux for Honolulu mayor, but he lost to incumbent Kirk Caldwell by more than 12,000 votes. Two legislative incumbents, Sam Sloan and Fiki Pouha, both lost, leaving no Republicans in the state Senate and six in the House. Republican Beth Fukumoto Chang is one of the exceptions. She received 65% of the vote in Mililani, one of the highest margins in the state.
It's about understanding what that particular community wants. I think that Republicans have failed in this state because we've failed to sort of capture the essence of what Hawaii is in our own party. And until we can sort of capture that, and until we seem like a true local party, I don't think people are going to vote for us.
Fukumoto Chang says there are paths to victory for Republicans, and she intends to remain in the party. She says her top district priority is a new middle school and completion of the rail transit project.
When I polled my community about the rail extension, the GET surcharge, it was 70% in favor. And this is a community that hates taxes. If I go out there and poll them for like 1% GET for education, they're going to come back 70% no. But when I went out there for the rail, they said, yeah, just finish the project.
But the rail project is not supported by many residents in House District 17, Hawaii Kai, Portlock, Kalama Valley, and Queensgate. Representative Gene Ward won 70% of the votes in the general election and says his district opposes a GET extension.
The rail tax. My district says no. I say no, and I say let's be smart. Let's look at Hong Kong. Let's look at Japan. They have had the private sector fund most of their rail. Why haven't we not taken development rights and sold them to the private sector, which in turn funds the construction to build the stations, to build the rail? Why we haven't done that, I don't know.
Ward received more than 8,200 votes, the most of any representative, Democrat or Republican. He says keeping his constituents informed is a key to winning.
Every month I send out 15,000 emails as my newsletter. I've been doing that for years and years. I have a lot of town hall meetings. Every month I do a coffee summit. And then on Thursdays, which is a bit more popular, is a beer summit. People want to be informed. They want to be involved. They want to know that you're working for them.
GOP Hawaii Chair Fritz Rolfing says the upcoming 2018 election will be critical, and he's developing an action plan to leverage national Republican leadership for local races.
We have been successful in electing Republicans to major offices during Republican presidencies, most recently with electing Governor Lingle in 2002. And if you go back to 1986, when President Reagan was in office, Hawaii elected Pat Saiki to Congress, and in 1970, re-electing Hiram Fong during the Nixon presidency.
Rolfing says longtime district residents make the best candidates, and that will be part of the Hawaii GOP strategy in 2018. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.